we're going to get an update on what's going on down at the bottom of the world. It sure is a hell of a mixed-up situation in Antarctica. One story after another, one story contradicting another, even from the websites that are down there. It's incredibly confusing. The lead story nationally right now is about the rescue of the doctor in Antarctica, who I recall Richard saying didn't particularly want to be rescued at all. Here, once again, is Richard C. Hoagland continuing with the story in Antarctica. What's going on there?
Well, good evening, Art. It is going to be an intriguing evening, I think.
Already, huh?
The last guest was kind of an interesting segue to this because it's now turned into, hold on to your hats, guys, a possible UFO story. Remember the story I told you that's on NPR, on the NPR website, from Richard Harris, who was a science correspondent for NPR? He was at McMurdo in December of 2000, which
yes,
is just a couple, 3 months ago.
Right.
And there was this big rumor going around the base that they were going to have a major UFO landing sometime imminent. And he even found a poster. Well, while he was there, apparently...
I'm sorry, Richard, what year was this?
December of 2000.
2000, all right.
Just before the turn of 2001.
Right, gotcha.
So it's a couple, 3 months ago.
Okay.
Which is kind of the wind-up of summer down there. You know, the summer fall season ends in February, so this was, you know, coming to a close of the of another season.
How does a rumor, I mean, I guess it's silly to ask this question because you never know how rumors get started, but, I mean, this is a big one of UFO that's going to land right here in the Antarctic.
Well, you know what is curious is that Harris Report says that the news itself on base is controlled. There is no free press. It is government. It is the U.S. government running the place. This is a town with 1,200 people during the summer, 85 buildings, you know, hangars and you know, astrophysical observatories and chem labs and, you know, people looking at penguins and things like that.
Right.
It's a major small town, but it's run by the National Science Foundation through Raytheon Polar Services. And Harris made a point to say that the official news, you know, what they see on their local TV, what they see on their webcast, what they see in their little hand-printed newspaper, is all government-controlled. So he said that the major source of news for people is the rumor mill, which is not controlled. And then he goes out of his way to point up this story of a major UFO landing over the biggest base in Antarctica sometime in December. And then he said he found this poster, which I wish he'd send me a copy because I'd like to see what it looked like. And then when they found the culprit, when the authorities, you know, found the culprit, what do? They deported the guy back to New Zealand. They kicked him off the continent.
Yeah, he actually, they deported him, huh?
Yeah. And this is on the official NPR website. I mean, I used to do things for National Public Radio. I have friends that are
right
in high places at NPR, and NPR
right
doesn't kind of kid around. So
right,
why was this rumor going around? That was kind of in the back of my mind. Well, last night we talked about that the 11 Americans had been flown by the Hercules, the Royal New Zealand Air Force Hercules, successfully on a 7.5-hour flight back from McMurdo to Christchurch. And the four, you know, very ill, injured, whatever you want to call it, Americans, had been put into hospital in Christchurch. And we had our source, one of our three sources now that we have in New Zealand, reporting to us on a almost hourly basis. One of the problems, Art, is that it's, you know, it's on the other side of the world.
I know.
So when we're awake, they're asleep, and when we're asleep, they're awake. And
right,
that's been one of the interesting things to get used to here. Anyway, the hospital reported last night that they had lost their critically ill patients.
Did they actually report
that is a direct quote. In fact, let me go back in my emails here and pull up the proper email from one of our key sources.
These were two of the personnel. These were two of the personnel you reported last night that were critically ill but stable.
Yeah, according
then,
to Raytheon's John Shreve, who is the he was kind of the personnel commander of the mission.
Yes,
he confirmed that two of the personnel were in Christchurch Hospital in quote critical but stable condition, and added that they were expected to pull through.
And so,
But down further in my source's email, he says there is currently some confusion within the hospital about exactly where the critical but stable patients are. Now, how the hell do you lose, you know, critical ill patients who are in the focus of worldwide attention?
Don't you normally have critically ill patients in critical care wards?
Probably in the, what do they call that? The critical care facility.
I was in one of those. Yes, you were. Or when you're very closely watched, monitored, because
Absolutely. You can't take a wink when people coming in and out, taking your blood, taking your temperature,
making sure monitors, and all kinds of stuff like that.
And apparently they, quote, could not find where these people were in the hospital.
Or they were taken to a place of isolation.
Exactly. So now we fast forward the film, as we used to say, and when I, you know, logged on this evening to get my daily dose of what's going on from our sources down there, let me read for you almost word for word what came in this evening from one of my key sources. Because this tale is going from abnormal and anomalistic to bizarre.
All right, we're not going to have time before the break.
Okay.
So,
you don't like that cliffhanger?
I guess they've got the doctor out, right?
The doctor was extracted. I love that term.
Extracted, yes. And you think the doctor's removal was more or less a cover for what else is going on, don't you?
That's exactly what this email is going to be telling us when we come back from the other side of the break. And the important thing is that it's being reported in New Zealand that the doctor don't want to go. I mean, here's a guy supposedly desperately ill with pancreatitis. He's past gallstones. My grandmother, when we were, as kids growing up, she had gallstones. And believe me,
everybody who's
ever had a relative with them, it's a nightmare.
It's a real serious thing.
It's awful.
All right. Understood. Richard, hold it right there. We'll be right back. And sorry for the guests that are getting pushed, but this is all very important stuff. I'm Art Bell. This is Coast to Coast AM. And it just keeps rolling through the night. Stay with us. What I see.